2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour is a developing one. Multiple teenagers are in custody this morning after a car ran through several yards in West Valley City, killing a man in the process. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, police say last night they loosely followed a stolen car in this area that I'm at right now near Lehigh and Beaver Streets. This was around 7 o'clock. West Valley City spokesperson Roxanne Viduku says three teens got out of this vehicle. Two were apprehended, but the driver got back inside and proceeded to hit spike strips that were set further up the road.
He lost control of the vehicle, went through the yard of one home, went through a chain link fence of a second yard, and smashed into that house, taking out a good chunk of the front room.
A 24-year-old man standing in front of that second house that was pretty significantly damaged also. That man was killed. The 15-year-old driver was apprehended after coming to arrest in a third yard and was later taken to the hospital. Reporting live in West Valley, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah's roads will be extra busy this holiday weekend. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla says UDOT is already warning about big backups they expect to see this afternoon.
Traffic engineers say to expect delays on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, northbound I-15 in Davis County, and near Nephi today from 2 to 7 p.m. You can expect traffic on Monday near Nephi again on northbound I-15 and westbound U.S. 6 in Spanish Fort Canyon from noon to 5 p.m.
The delays are expected to last anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. We will kickstart Triple Team Traffic special edition of that at noon today to help you get around any delays. Travel for Memorial Day weekend is expected to rival pre-pandemic numbers, and we're keeping an eye on the nation's airports.
Airlines are being tested once again. A potential shortage of air traffic controllers could cause a repeat of last year's travel chaos. It comes on the heels of a series of close calls on runways across the country.
Shouldn't be on the runway.
The most recent incident, two flights were forced to abort their landings in San Francisco after a Southwest Airlines plane taxied across the wrong runway.
ABC's Rihanna Nally says more than 40 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more this weekend. A man is recovering from injuries this morning after his car went off a cliff in Washington County. He ended up falling 200 feet inside his car near Little Mesa yesterday. Washington County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jacob Paul says the victim was able to survive that major fall and crawl back up to the road.
I know that he was able to walk out, but given how bad the accident was and how mangled the vehicle was, I suspect that his injuries were probably a lot worse than what we were seeing on scene.
Paul says medical crews then transported the man to the hospital. Schools are wrapping up across the state either this week or in the next few weeks, and thousands of students are getting ready for summer holidays. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell has more. Hugo?
Amanda, Alpine, Canyons, Murray, Davis, and Weber districts get to put the pens down for the summer, while Granite, Jordan and Salt Lake City students need to hang on just a little bit until early June. To those graduating, Governor Cox told 2023 graduates, now is the best time to be alive and the best time to be in Utah. Reporting live, Hugo Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
The kids at Payson High School, where much of the movie Footloose was filmed, are kicking off a year-long campaign to get the movie's star, Kevin Bacon, to attend their prom next year. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz. Now I gotta
cut loose. The prom, the 40th anniversary of the movie, seems like a perfect reason for Kevin Bacon to come back and visit. The kids have now started a hashtag called Bacon to Payson. So hashtag Bacon to Payson. They'll be holding fundraisers all summer and next year, which they've dubbed the Year of Footloose. They've even set up a website called BaconToPayson.com to see if you're within 6 degrees of him and can help.
A student council advisor says they have made contact with his manager through the Utah Film Commission. According to her, Mr. Bacon has not committed yet. First look traffic now, and over to Len Thomas.
Well, thank you, Amanda. As we're looking at that wreck out there on the South Belt, it's still shiny with a lot of new rain there. Everything's to the left side, and you have delays from State Street. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A potential 2-year debt ceiling deal is being discussed among Republican lawmakers and the White House, but the deal has not been finalized.
President Biden is attempting to reassure Americans the slow-moving debt ceiling talks are headed in the right direction.
They've all agreed there will be no default. And it's time for Congress to act now.
But top Republican negotiators say they're not there yet.
We have still fundamental disagreements we have to resolve.
Multiple reports say that a deal is taking shape, one that would raise the debt limit for 2 years with some caps on federal spending unrelated to the military or veterans.
ABC's Lindsay Watts reporting from Washington. The U.S. Armed Services released a report about the death of a Navy SEAL candidate during the so-called Hell Week. ABC's Andrea Fujii tells us what changes were made.
Naval Special Warfare Command has already implemented improvements to its training programs, including greater instructor oversight and training, updated medical policies, and expanded authority to test for performance-enhancing drugs. Two top Navy officers who headed the program were pulled from their jobs 2 weeks ago, and a number of personnel have been referred to Navy legal authorities for potential punishment.
24-year-old SEAL recruit Kyle Mullen died last year after he successfully completed training. An autopsy revealed Mullen died from complications of pneumonia. Several pizzerias in New York's Westchester County have been hit by graffiti, but the drawings left behind are of pizza slices.
At Four Corners in Pelham, making pizza is an art. This work of graffiti art that mysteriously appeared last Tuesday. It's not the only one.
Perhaps the most unusual location is in downtown New Rochelle, outside of an upscale restaurant. And to see the slice, well, you got to look up.
I think people are really, like, confused about how they got up there and the time they spent getting up and putting it where it is.
So is it vogue or vandalism? Opinions are split.
ABC's Marcus Solis reporting. We still have big eastbound delays on the 215 South Belt from State Street to Highland Drive. We'll check that and the rest of your commute and traffic and weather together to check on the rain as well. Just ahead on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
8:09, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Len?
Well, we're looking at this crash out here on the South Belt. That is about 20th East, and the left lanes are blocked. In fact, everything is now blocked. They had a right lane open. That is now blocked, and you have those wet roads kicking up the spray heading the other direction if you're going westbound. Those delays are going to take a while to get through, and you might want to get up on Fort Union Boulevard if you're able to do that and avoid the situation and go around it on Highland. Otherwise, I-15 is skating along pretty fairly nicely right now, and the West Belt in good shape. The 201, just a little bit of slowing as you make your way from the I-215 out toward Mangator. Jason?
It has been a fantastic commute all morning long in Weber and Davis counties, and that continues now with light volume on dry roads, meaning good speeds, and a 29-minute travel time right now from Ogden to Salt Lake City. Looking good on the side streets and other highways. Eric?
Had a little bit of congestion University Parkway in Orem for eastbounders approaching the Estate Street intersection. And then as you go into Provo and then approach the BYU campus, a little bit slow there as well. I-15, Utah County, that's looking good. Northbound from Santa Quinn to Point of the Mountain, that's a 30-minute drive. And Provo Canyon on 189, that's also in good shape. Wake up with a sore back? Upgrade your mattress today at Durden's new sleep center. Durden's mattresses on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's brand you know and prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler on the KSL Traffic Center.
Still a few more thunderstorms in the forecast. Mostly cloudy to start the day, then sunshine, but that warms us up to get ready for more afternoon thunderstorms. Some of these producing gusty winds and some small hail. Then tonight, those will die out. Lows in the 50s, and tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again in the afternoon with highs in the middle to upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, downtown, dark clouds, and the temperature is 60 degrees. I know we parents are proud at this time of year if we have graduates graduating from high school, but I bet the superintendent of the Alpine School District is pretty proud, too. We'll speak with Superintendent David Stevenson coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. We are Utah's all-day companion for news. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man escaped with just injuries after his car went off a cliff in Washington County and fell 200 feet. He was able to crawl out of the car and get medical help. I'm KSL News Radio's Kate Davis.
Second, multiple teenagers are in custody this morning after a car drove through several yards in West Valley City, killing a man along the way. Third, traffic and weather together.
We've got a big problem on the South Belt with wet roads. You've got a crash about 20th East blocking the whole lanes of traffic right now. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly sunny today with a high of 77, more thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
60 degrees downtown and time for the KSL Top National Stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Mississippi mother is calling for answers after her 11-year-old was shot by a police officer inside their home after he called 911. ABC's Steve Osunsami says the officer is now suspended.
Friends and family of an 11-year-old police shooting victim are protesting the police in the Mississippi Delta, calling for the officer who shot the boy to be fired.
No justice!
No peace!
On Saturday, 11-year-old Darian Murray was shot in the chest inside his own home by an Indianola police officer who was responding to a call for help.
He was like, "I don't want to die." That's what he was saying while I was on the ground. I said, "You're not going to die, baby."
The police department isn't commenting this morning, but the Mississippi Bureau of Investigations confirms that the child received significant injuries.
The 11-year-old is back home and still recovering. On Capitol Hill, talks still deadlocked over raising the debt ceiling. Lawmakers say there's still time to reach a deal to avoid the nation defaulting on its debt obligations. That could affect jobs, military pay, and federal aid programs. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on what it could mean for your finances.
If you are worried about a delayed payment from the government, now is a good time to look at your own budget. Take stock of any emergency savings that you have, game out your expenses, and prioritize your own bills that are due first. It's also a good idea right now to try to call your lender to ask if they have any flexibility to help lower your payments. And I have been talking to financial advisors. They tell me, do not panic. If you own government bonds, you should still expect to ultimately get interest and to get your money back.
In Annapolis, Maryland, this hour, this year's class of Naval Academy graduates are gathered for the commissioning ceremony. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will deliver the keynote address. New data shows consumer spending remains robust and U.S. prices ticked higher in April. Signs inflation remains high, but overall down from last year. You're listening to ABC News.
Alpine School District students are bidding farewell to the 2022-2023 school year today. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Alpine School District Communications Director David Stevenson. Do you know how many kids you're graduating this week, David?
Yes, we are graduating nearly 6,500 students with our 10 traditional high schools and other special schools that we have throughout the district. Today's our last day of school, so there's a lot of excitement in Alpine School District.
When are the graduation ceremonies?
Well, we have Lone Peak starting here at 9 o'clock. We held about 7 graduation ceremonies yesterday, and we're going to round it out this evening with American Fork High School later this afternoon.
There's just nothing like that moment when the graduates take the tassel from the one side and move it over to the other side. It's just a thrill. I think we all go back to our own youth.
It really is. I'm actually standing out in front of the Marriott Center at BYU right now watching a mother place a lei around her son's neck. And it's just so inspiring to watch the family, the grandparents, the brothers, the sisters, all coming and joining in the celebration of these seniors.
I know these high school principals and teachers are proud of their kids, but you at the district, you've watched these kids go through all 12 plus years. So there's a unique pride there, I would imagine.
There definitely is. And, you know, it is a 13-year experience for these students. And, you know, starting with kindergarten, working up through, you know, elementary school, junior high, this is a culmination of many years of dedicated service by our teachers and staff. We have 93 schools in Alpine School District. And just a shout out to all of them for the work that they've done to help these students reach this point in their lives.
I wonder if any of these graduates, teachers from earlier years, elementary or middle school, go to this graduation ceremonies to see their former students graduate.
You know, they do, and I've seen stories where these graduates will actually go back to their elementary schools and they'll have a little parade down the hallways. It's just inspiring for the younger kids to see the older kids graduate and know what they have in store for them in the coming years.
Yeah, that'll be me someday, they'll think. Well, David, I hope the Lone Peak celebration and then your remaining ones go terrifically, and congratulations for all you do.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That is the Communications Director David Stevenson for the Alpine School District, finishing up with their 2023 school year. 8:19 now. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy?
Well, the big issue right now are wet roads, Amanda, with a crash about 20th East on the South Belt, and that's mainly over to the left shoulder. They have now just let traffic get through in one lane, one right lane as you make your way through there. You still might want to get off on Fort Union Boulevard. The delays stretch back almost to State Street, but that should be starting to move fairly quickly here. Also looking at a little bit of slowing as you make your way on the East Belt up toward the mouth of Parley's, and a bit of slowing at the 201 where there is a stalled vehicle. It's westbound 201 just east of the 202 on the right shoulder. And then a stalled vehicle, that's eastbound I-215, the South Belt at State Street. And they got a center lane closed there. Jason?
It's Friday before Memorial Day, and the place you want to be is up north. The roads are dry, the speeds are good, and you're going to be headed out to work with no problems at all. 89 Legacy Westside Belt, they're all moving smoothly. In fact, we're not even seeing the usual construction delays on 89 at this point either. Eric?
Well, as you may have just heard, there are graduation ceremonies for high schools taking place at the BYU campus this morning, and you do have some eastbound slowdowns on the University Parkway coming from Orem into Provo, particularly approaching University Avenue, and University Avenue southbound approaching 2230 North. That's also slow. University Parkway in Orem itself slow from the south end of the UBU campus over to Main Street. I-15, though, in Utah County, that remains good northbound from Santa Quinn Payson up to Thanksgiving Point. Don't miss the grand opening of Fat Cats in Bluffdale, 13901 South Redwood Road, Friday, May 26th, starting at 11 a.m. Fat Cats, the best place for family fun. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows some active weather as we head into the weekend. Today, 77. We'll see scattered thunderstorms again this afternoon, down to 56. And tomorrow, we'll do that again. A high of 76 degrees with thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Sunday, a stray thunderstorm is possible. A high of 80. Memorial Day, 82 and dry, partly cloudy. And then more low to mid-80s for much of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, downtown, we do have cloudy skies and about 60 degrees for our current temperature. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. I do appreciate all of your texts this morning wishing me a good weekend, and I wish you right back a wonderful holiday weekend. If you're going out of town anywhere, we do restart triple team traffic again this afternoon at noon through the end of the day. You can text us anytime on the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. That's 57500. We are watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Delaware officials are looking to use artificial intelligence to help build up better evacuation protocols for their crowded beaches. The Biden administration announced a total of $53 million in grants in Delaware and seven other states aimed at high-tech solutions to traffic congestion problems. The original Mickey Mouse will enter the public domain next year, but a very specific edition of the character. The Steamboat Willie-style Mickey, which was the first version of the classic mouse, will go into the public domain at the start of next year. Other versions of the mouse will enter the public domain later on. A basement bar in downtown Salt Lake City is closing its doors after 12 years. Bourbon House is closed, but the bar's owners say they've opened four other bars over the past few years. Let's get a look at your money at this moment. And boy, the markets are headed up. The Dow is up 339 right now. We're back over 33,000, up 1% to 33,104. The S&P is up 42. That's 1%. And the NASDAQ up 172, which is 1.4%. Coming up in just a moment, boy, we've had a lot of rain, some heavy rain in places too this morning. I-15 looks good, but the 215 South Belt remains very slow from State Street to Highland Drive because of crashes there. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next. 829, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy?
Well, we're looking at still looking at that East Belt thing. Looks like they're moving this accident where the crash is at 20th East on the East Belt and delays all the way back to State Street with a stalled vehicle in the mix there at State Street, but they are slowly moving this accident. However, right now you're still able to get through in one right lane as you make your way also. On the 201, you've got a stalled vehicle. That's westbound just east of the right shoulder on the 202 or near the 202. Not much in the way of delays there, and a little bit of slowing as you make your way toward the mouth of Parley Summit and I-80 from the East Belt. Jason?
Back to 29 minutes of travel time. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake City. 89 Legacy, the West Side Belt, moving smoothly in both directions. No problems right now at the South Gate of Hill Air Force Base or in any of the canyons. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 looks pretty good northbound from Provo to Lehigh. And now on the city streets, it's a little bit busier than usual entering Provo from Orem on University Parkway. Several spots of slowing along the way, and that's because graduations, high school graduations being taken place over at the BYU campus. You've got a little bit of slowing on University Avenue approaching the campus as well. I-80 into the mountains, that looks good through Parley's Canyon this morning, and the 215 east heading north into Foothill Drive, Foothill all the way up to the University of Utah campus. That's also in good shape. Seasoned gardeners know that beautiful landscapes are made with colorful bedding plants like the flowers grown by Olson's Greenhouse. Visit OGG.com to find out where to buy Olson's plants. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yes, we have more rain in the forecast for today, more thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high temperature will only be 77 degrees, and right now downtown 62 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour is our flood watch. We're keeping our eye on the rivers running at near flood stage this morning. And we also have a follow-up on the damage to the road in Payson Canyon. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell begins our team coverage.
Sergeant Spencer Cannon from the Utah County Sheriff's Office says 9 miles from the mouth of the Payson Canyon is the worst of the water damage, and it could be some time before the canyons open.
The Forest Service told me that they are anticipating at least a 2-week delay in openings, and for areas where there are higher altitude campgrounds, their delays may be even longer than that.
Now, if you are looking to do some hikes over Memorial Day weekend, Sergeant Cannon also advised that you prepare properly.
Having a light day pack of some kind that has an extra T-shirt, maybe a long pair of pants of some kind can make for much more comfortable conditions if you do get stranded.
Looking at the river tracker right now, Logan River is only just in flood stage, and good news is the South Fork of the Ogden River is now out of flood stage. Hugh Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
The weather is going to feel like spring this weekend, but the water in the state's lakes and reservoirs will be cold. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our team coverage.
Spring runoff is making for some cold water all around the state this year. Devin Chavez with Utah State Park says some water bodies are as cold as 50 degrees depending on where you're at. Regardless of the temperature, though, he's asking people to swim safely.
Go with a friend, a buddy, a family member that can help if the situation gets bad. And of course, wear your life jacket. You don't just have one with you. Wear your life jacket.
Chavez also says you can see some debris, but crews have been working hard to remove any ahead of time. State parks are open. Only small pockets of Jordan Allen East Canyon are closed due to flooding. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
ABC's Andrew Dimber continues our coverage, saying there's already been some problems along the nation's beaches for travelers.
People in South Carolina this week caught in a dust devil, towels flying. And for swimmers, there are new warnings.
We've already, this past weekend, we rescued about 160 people out of the water.
Powerful winds along the East Coast are creating hazardous conditions at beaches, with dangerous rip currents possible from Florida all the way to New Jersey.
Bushall says the snow is expected to clear by next weekend. If you're camping outdoors in the state of Utah this Memorial Day weekend, there are some road closures and snowpack issues to be aware of. Brenda Bushall is public information officer for the Camas District.
A lot of people want to get out to recreate with their dirt bikes, their four-wheelers, their side-by-sides. A lot of that is still under snow. There's really not a lot of area up this way to recreate with the ATVs and the OHVs.
But hopefully that snow will clear out by next weekend. We do have some good news when it comes to campgrounds. BLM officials are opening several Moab area campgrounds that were closed because of flooding. Those include King's Bottom, Gold Bar, Goose Island, and others. Several memorial services honoring veterans are being held this weekend. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Most of the services and events, like a flag-raising ceremony and wreath laying by the Salt Lake Sheriff's Department in West Valley at the Valley View Memorial Park and Funeral Home, will take place on Monday. There are also a couple of running events planned. The Runtastic Run of Remembrance is taking place in American Fork. Heber City is also hosting a run on Monday. A tie-down roping breakaway and steer wrestling event is being held at the Spanish Fork Fairgrounds, and the Utah Renaissance Festival and Fantasy Fair is taking place in Marriott Slatersville. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Kristen Van Dyke. Well, so much for a nice, quiet Memorial Day weekend.
Unsettled weather as we head into the holiday weekend. Today, we'll have a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, but we may even see a stray shower this morning, so watch for some isolated activity there. Temperature-wise, not bad. We'll see a high of 76 today. And then for Saturday, we're looking at more thunderstorms in the afternoon. We're still tapping into some decent moisture, so monsoonal thunderstorms will continue with scattered activity, highs in the mid-70s.
Kristen says the thunderstorms continue on Sunday with some isolated showers in northern Utah. But the good news is right now, Monday looks dry. First look traffic, and here is Len Thomas. Hello.
Hello there, sorry. As you make that crash out there, looks like they're starting to clean that up a little bit, but still got two right lanes closed and delays from State Street as traffic starts to move a little bit better. Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
We are following a developing story this morning in West Valley City where a man was killed last night after police spiked the tires of a suspected stolen car. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports police had spiked the car's tires, but the driver drove away at a high rate of speed.
West Valley police say this all started when an officer in an unmarked car spotted the stolen vehicle near 3100 South Redwood Road. Investigators say the driver and passengers got out of the car, and as officers approached, the driver got back in and the passengers fled on foot. Officers then threw down a spike strip. The car then lost control. That victim was hit and killed when the car sped through a chain link fence of that first home. During all this, a police car was hit, a gas line was sheared, and some homes were evacuated. West Valley police tell us the driver is believed to be 15 years old. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says after the latest round of negotiations with the White House on the debt ceiling, they do not have a deal yet.
We knew this would not be easy. It's hard, but we're working. And we're going to continue to work till we get this done.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen continues to insist there could be big economic consequences if Congress and the White House don't raise the debt ceiling by June 1st. Most lawmakers left Washington, D.C. for the Memorial Day weekend, but were told to prepare for a quick return if a deal is struck over the next few days. Japanese authorities say they made an arrest following a deadly standoff. ABC's Mark Remillard.
Police say they've arrested a 31-year-old man who posted up in his father's home armed with a rifle and a knife after he allegedly killed four people, including two police officers. Masanori Aoki was taken into custody on suspicion of murder in Nakano, a city in the Nagano Prefecture. Prior to the standoff, police say Aoki shot two police officers who were called after reports of a woman being stabbed. That woman and the two officers were later pronounced dead at a hospital. A fourth person, an older woman, was also killed after being wounded, but was too close to Aoki to be rescued in time. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Violent crime is rare in Japan, which only sees a handful of gun-related cases each year. But in recent years, there's been growing concern about homemade guns and explosives. Thick and slow for eastbound traffic on the 215 South Belt from State Street to the 20th East exit. We'll check that and the rest of your commute coming up next.
KSL News Time is 8:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And back to you, Len.
We're still looking at this crash on the South Belt. The roads are wet, kicking up the spray in either direction down here, and the crash still taking two right lanes and slowing from 20th East back to State Street with a stalled vehicle there at State Street to make sure things are pretty slow. So if you can avoid that, you might want to get off of Fort Union Boulevard if you can, before you get to that accident. Otherwise, I-15 is sailing along fairly nicely from the point of the mountain all the way into the downtown ramps, and the 201 a little bit of slowing, but not too bad. You do have a stalled vehicle out just past the 202 on the right side as you head westbound, and right now Redwood Road looking pretty good. Jason?
Accidents, you say? Well, not if you are in Weber and Davis counties, because we don't have any of those up there at all. In fact, we don't have any delays either. You're moving good speeds on all of your major highways and side streets. The feeders over to I-15 are clear. Eric?
I-15 rolling along at a normal pace in Utah County from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes of drive time for getting on a University Avenue. Now, in Provo, the city streets surrounding BYU are getting busy because they've got high school graduation, I believe, starting in about 20 minutes or so. So University Parkway is slow as you come upon University Avenue, and University Avenue also is slow in spots approaching the campus. To the mountains, no problems through Provo Canyon on 189 and I-80 through Parley's Canyon right now. That's looking good after some earlier delays around the quarry when they were doing some work there. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy in the morning, then sunshine for the afternoon, and we will see a chance for a few more thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, drying out, and then tomorrow, more thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 77. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, downtown, 62 degrees. Coming up in a moment, we'll ask a UDOT spokesperson, John Gleason, to look in his crystal ball and tell us how bad will the traffic be this afternoon. More with him just ahead on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. We are Utah's all-day companion for news. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Logan River is only just in flood stage, but at the highest it's been so far, whereas the South Fork of the Ogden River is now out of flood stage. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, a Sugar House family is trying to find some answers after a sinkhole formed in their front yard a few days ago. And third, traffic and weather together.
Well, our biggest problem is still on the east belt, the south belt, rather, I-215 heading east with that crash about 20th East. And it looks like they were going to get some movement going, but not too much. You got one lane open and delays from State Street. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures in the mid-70s today, but watch out for a few scattered thunderstorms again. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
62 downtown and time for KSL's top national stories.
Lawmakers have headed out for the Memorial Day weekend, but negotiators have stayed behind for talks to raise the debt ceiling, with less than a week now before the U.S. is projected to default on its debt obligations. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy admits it's down to the wire.
We'll continue working hard. I think we've got time. We're going to get this done.
President Biden is still at the White House, too. Later today, he'll host two championship basketball teams to celebrate their seasons, the LSU Tigers women's team that won the NCAA championship, and later, the University of Connecticut Huskies for their NCAA title. Embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton facing a possible impeachment vote today. It follows a Republican-led House recommendation due to multiple investigations into Paxton over donor corruption allegations. In Maryland, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivering the keynote address at the commencement and commissioning ceremony at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
People trying to get out of town this afternoon can expect to get stuck in delays. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is UDOT spokesperson John Gleason. Look in your crystal ball, John, and tell me how bad it's going to be this afternoon.
Good morning, Amanda. We're anticipating a fairly busy day on our freeways as people are trying to get out of town. I think where we're going to see a lot of the bog down is probably going to be southbound I-15 in the Salt Lake County. We could see delays, additional delays compared to what we usually see of about 20 minutes or so. There's going to be a lot of people heading down to St. George, Las Vegas, and even California, just trying to take in the unofficial start of summer. So plan ahead.
What time does it usually start on Friday, and what time do you think it'll start today?
You know, I think people should plan ahead for about 2 o'clock where we'll start seeing that traffic pick up. But definitely by about 3:30, 4 o'clock, that's where if you can plan around those peak times during the evening commute, that's when everyone's going to be out there. And so if you can, leave early today. If you've got the day off, a lot of people are taking a 4-day weekend. Try to get out of town a little bit earlier than everybody else that's leaving this afternoon.
Is I-15 the main problem area, or do the other roads experience similar problems?
You know, I-15 is the big one today. We could see down in the Nephi area heading southbound again is going to be about 10 minutes of delay that you should plan for. Coming back on Monday, this is where we'll see extra congestion on US 6. People coming back from Moab all afternoon long, really, on Monday. We could see US 6 through Spanish Fork Canyon. We've seen it up to an hour of delay, but we're asking people to plan ahead for at least 20 minutes of additional delay.
What's the best time to come back on Monday then?
Well, I mean, I don't want to give people permission to play hooky, but yeah. If you could even come back on Tuesday, that might be your best bet.
Are you nervous at all, John, about how this heavy rain's going to affect the problems today?
You know, I think for the most part, we're just looking at these flash showers that kind of move through quickly. It's been a long winter, and we've had a few weeks of warmer weather here, but I think there's going to be a lot of people that are wanting to get out, and they're going to brave any weather that we see here.
Yeah. My suggestion is take snacks in case it's going to be a while in the drive.
Yes, exactly.
John, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks, Amanda. You too.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason with me. Talking about traffic, let's move it on to triple team traffic. Every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy? I'm sorry, Len?
It's okay. We are looking at that. People probably starting to get all motivated to get out now, but we do have a little bit of wet roads on the East Belt, particularly where there's that crash at 20th East. Looks like they've moved a couple of vehicles all the way out of the thing. We still have two lanes blocked and delays back to State Street, but those are sort of unwinding now. That's good news. Otherwise, looks like I-15 is showing no delays from Bangor Highway all the way to the downtown ramps or vice versa. A little bit of northbound slowing at South Salt Lake as you make your way out there. I-80 is looking great up to Summit Park and Kimball Junction, and if you're making your way out to Lake Point or coming in from Lake Point past the airport, you're in good shape. Jason?
Well, traffic up north is just about as quiet as the first half hour of the Ron DeSantis presidential announcement, and it has been that way all morning long. We have no delays, no accidents, and we're just moving smoothly anywhere you look up north. Eric?
It's getting a little bit busy around the BYU campus this morning. Got graduations about to commence over at the Marriott Center and northbound University Avenue approaching University Parkway. That's slow, as well as traffic around University Avenue and 2230 north. If you're on the freeway in Utah County, that's looking good northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's a 20-minute drive. Snowbird is unveiling the very first rooftop tram balconies in North America starting June 17th. Join them for this historic opening and experience Tram 2.0 from new heights with the kickoff of scenic tram rides for the summer season. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast as we head into the holiday weekend. Scattered thunderstorms today, 77. And tomorrow, more afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 76 degrees. Sunday, isolated activity with a high of 80 and then 82 with partly cloudy skies on Memorial Day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Boy, I see a lot of rain on the UDOT cameras, but the rain stopped downtown. Right now it's 62 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Last time I checked the markets, they were up. Let's go back and check your money news again just ahead on KSL News Radio. We are watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. A Dutch startup company is making biodegradable coffins and urns. The containers are made of mushrooms and break down within 45 days of burial. The company, called Loop Biotech, ships to Europe and the U.S. The founders say they're trying to give humanity a positive footprint. A new Zillow study is showing the best cities for recent college grads. Colorado Springs ranked number one, where college grads typically make $63,000 a year. The city also has a lot of 20-somethings and a lot of job openings. Spokane and Des Moines scored second and third place. California regulators say the state is unlikely to run short of electricity this summer thanks to new power sources and a wet winter that filled reservoirs to restart hydroelectric power plants shuttered during the drought. The state had some struggles in 2020 when it got really hot and ACs were running high. Let's get a look at your money at this moment. Boy, the markets look good this morning. The Dow is up 344. That's over 1%. We're at 33,108. The S&P is up 48. That's 1.2%. The Nasdaq's up 220. That is 1.75%. Coming up in just a moment, we have thick and slow traffic still eastbound on the 215 South Belt from State Street to the 20th East exit. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead on KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Len?
We have a fresh crash northbound I-15 at 2700 South. The right lane is closed there. Minor delays starting to crop up there as it looks like the morning drive is starting to end. But it is slow from Murray up to South Salt Lake. And we're still looking at that crash on the South Belt. That is eastbound. Looks like they've got that all down to a couple of cars there now. So we've got a couple of lanes open. They should be getting that open pretty soon. Still take a while for the traffic to unwind from I-15. Jason?
And we're wrapping up the morning commute the same way that we started it. It's looking really good. Southbound I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake City. No problems at all on I-15. No problems 89 Legacy of the West Side Belt. And every other side street looking good as well. Eric?
I-15, Utah County, no problems there. Northbound and southbound, Spanish Fork, Springville, up to Point of the Mountain and getting over to the freeway, no major issue. The busiest spot in Utah County remains around the BYU campus because you've got commencement activities going on for high schools. And so University Parkway is slow heading down the hill from Orem into Provo and then approaching the BYU campus. And University Avenue, of course, northbound and southbound approaching BYU. That's also much slower than normal. Plan for a heavy holiday traffic this Memorial Day weekend. Delays up to 20 minutes are expected on I-15 in Salt Lake County and US 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon. So allow extra travel time. I'm Eric Butler on the KSL Traffic Center.
So we do have more showers in the forecast today. Later this afternoon, we're not done yet. More showers tomorrow and even a few sticking around on Sunday should clear up for Monday, Memorial Day. Our high today will be 77 degrees. And right now it's 62 downtown.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.